This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the car. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy in the car, just like you? Right now, times are really tough financially, and without your support, Joy may not be around to make your drive around Melbourne fun. So tell your siblings, your workmates, heck, even wind down your window and tell someone else stuck in the traffic to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday 10 till 12.
And you are listening to Saturday Magazine. Our next guest is Madeline Yerman. Madeline Yerman is an experienced and qualified paramedic who is currently doing their PhD in a very interesting topic. Good morning to you, Madeline.
Good morning. Thanks for having me today.
It's our absolute pleasure. We were rather intrigued by the work that you're doing, and we thought that it was actually worth bringing you into the studio, or at least getting you on the airwaves to have a conversation with you about us.
Because in case you didn't know, Madeline, this program has taken a very strong position in support of paramedics and the conditions they work under and the challenges they face. So this really caught our attention because, you know, the whole, you know, how paramedics, and you being a paramedic yourself, could potentially help palliative care, I always have trouble with that word.
Palliative.
There you go. Care patients who wish to fulfil their wish to die at home. Now, when most people think of a paramedic, they think of folk that are there to help alleviate pain, to address medical emergencies and challenges, and you act as a stopgap or a pause whilst that person is on their way to hospital. I don't think people have ever thought about that paramedics might have a role to play in people that are at the end of their lives and that want to die at home. So can you understand, you know, the challenge of that, I think, for the listeners. Can you unpack that a little bit for people?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you've just touched on a really prominent point there, in that most people think of paramedics, you know, as providing life-sustaining interventions for acute emergencies and transporting those patients to hospital. But as we know, there is an increasing demand for palliative care, particularly in the home. And recent studies have shown that Australians actually do favour home-based death. 70% of us want to die at home, but at the moment only 14% currently have that wish granted.
Okay.
And so what my research is about is I am investigating the role of paramedics in delivering palliative and end-of-life care in the community and how their current role can be broadened to facilitate home-based death. So paramedics really, they are such a highly skilled workforce and unique in that we're attending to patients 24/7 in their homes, and we've got a really broad geographical reach. We're servicing communities in urban, regional, rural and remote areas across Australia. But as I said, we really are traditionally perceived as providing that emergency care and normally that conveyance to hospital.
And Madeline, is there a demand for this? I mean, are there paramedics who wish to be involved in this work, or are there people who are dying who actually would prefer to be cared for by a paramedic as opposed to a nurse or a social worker, for example?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, the main thing is when you've got somebody who has elected to die at home and in the community, they are being serviced by a community palliative care team. However, these palliative care teams aren't available 24/7, and particularly in these regional, rural and remote areas. And as I noted, paramedics are unique in that they are servicing all of these places 24/7. And there absolutely is a demand, an increasing demand, for paramedics to be providing care to these patients in their homes.
If I can ask, you know, in this, and you know, we already, you know, we understand, well, I think we understand some of the challenges, Madeline. What do the ambulance services, have you engaged with the ambulance services officially? What's their view, or what's their position on this? Have you had anything, you know, you can share with us there?
Yeah, I absolutely have. So I'm based in New South Wales, so I can speak from a New South Wales perspective. However, part of my research is a key part is developing a community of practice across all jurisdictions of Australia. So engaging ambulance services from each state and territory to understand their perspectives and what their clinical scope is currently. So some states and territories already have existing clinical practice guidelines that allow paramedics to take a palliative approach to care, and that's including Ambulance Victoria. However, other states do not have that. They may have community-based paramedics who have further education and qualifications to be able to deliver these this scope of care. However, that's not available broadly. And so from a New South Wales perspective, we've engaged New South Wales Ambulance, and they are going to be a key stakeholder in shaping my research. And they have certainly expressed strong interest in broadening their practice to be able to facilitate the patient's dying wishes to be at home when they are dying around their family and friends.
Can I ask a little bit of a curly one here, Madeline?
Mm.
Let's assume a paramedic, there's a paramedic and there's a request for that paramedic to be part of the palliative care for a patient who wants to end their life at home. And they have a particular, well, they might have a particular view about this practice of dying with dignity. How's that going to be dealt with, in a professional environment, you know, in an ambulance environment where the paramedic perhaps doesn't want to or doesn't agree with that that practice? How do you think that's going to be handled?
I think what you've touched on here is, again, really important, in that paramedics are protocol-driven professionals, and that's in part due to the unpredictable and autonomous nature of their work. They don't always have that clinical backup, but a lot of services are broadening that now. In fact, Victorian Ambulance has a palliative care clinical practice guideline, which allows paramedics to consult clinicians for, you know, for clarification on medication dosages and things. But again, there's also special community paramedic roles that are emerging to facilitate this kind of holistic approach to home-based palliative care. But from international studies and Australian studies too, it has been recognised that paramedics do fear litigation in taking a palliative approach to care, because they are worried that if they deviate away from those protocols, they could be reprimanded later on. So it really is about enabling them to take this approach. And one of those key facilitators is actually a clinical practice guideline, of course. In addition to, you know, providing education and practical training that addresses the complexities and legalities associated with end-of-life care.
And Madeline, just a final question for me. What does, in practical terms, what does care from a paramedic look like at the bedside of a dying person in their home? What functions, what would they do?
So the most common symptoms associated with a palliative patient in an emergency context are nausea and vomiting, pain, agitation, anxiety, and generally shortness of breath. And these can these are often treated with, you know, morphine or some kind of pain relief, and also midazolam, which is a sedative. But more than anything, palliative care is so much broader than the medication being administered to the patient. Yeah. It's about supporting that individual and their family through the end-of-life stages. So taking a holistic approach and also being there for the bereavement if the patient is to die in your presence, for the family to support them in their grief.
Look, I think it's a really fascinating subject, and you know, I'm really impressed that this is your PhD. I think it's going to be pretty challenging. Once you finish it, I'll be really interested to, you know, when that happens to, you know, if you can perhaps share it with us, I'd be really interested to read it because
I think they're generally available on the web these days, Macca. Yeah. So just keep following Madeline Newman's work.
And I think the big challenge here, Madeline, is it's going to be a big challenge for paramedics and the ambulance services as this, you know, as this develops and rolls out. Yeah, I think there's going to be some unintended consequences. I'm not sure what they are. If I knew what they were, they'd be intended consequences.
I would like to emphasise, though, that my research isn't at all by any way suggesting that paramedics can replace the amazing work that community services are doing. It's rather a
compliment. It's about complementing. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, the World Health Organization has emphasised that specialist palliative care in hospitals alone, it's just insufficient to fulfil the growing demand. And instead, we really just need to integrate our approach from a multitude of clinical disciplines. And paramedicine is a clear candidate. We've got 24/7 provision and we really service a broad reach of geographical areas. But thank you so much for your interest. I'm so thrilled to hear.
Yeah, no, it's lovely. And thank you very much for your time this morning. Yeah. Best wishes with your research and we look forward to understanding what the outcomes will be. Enjoy the rest of your day, Madeline.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.